Good morning. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJUREDTHEBETHUNE Law Firm. If you happen to get that second date, you get $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Aaron. How you doing, brother?
What's up, bro? How can we help you, Aaron?
It's this chick, right? It's this chick that I've been dating for a minute, named Jasmine. You know, like we've been real good and all that. Like, you know, it was like about a month I hadn't been seeing and all that. But I ain't really heard from her from the last time we met up. You know what I'm saying? I invited her and her family to a sipping paint.
Okay, so you took a whole family out? Y'all went to Sipping Paint, that what you said?
Yeah, I invited her family out to a Sipping Paint, you know what I'm saying? I ain't heard family. From her since.
Her family, like who? Who in her family?
Like her father, her mother, her sister was there, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you see, he was trying to go big.
The family, family.
He was trying to go for the gusto, okay. So, what happened? You ain't heard from her since? What's the deal?
I mean, you know, the Sipping Paint was off the hook. You know what I mean? It was, you know, we was vibing and all that, but, you know.
Okay.
It was like a little parking issue, but, I mean, I don't think from the parking issue it should have been a problem for her not calling me back.
All right. Well, okay. Well, all we can do at this point is try to get her on the phone. Yep. We don't know if we can, but we will try to get her on the phone.
And what we're going to ask you to do is put your phone on mute. We'll cue you in when it's time, okay? Don't say nothing until we tell you, all right?
All right.
And what's her name one more time, please?
Jasmine.
Jasmine, okay, gotcha. Okay, now, I don't know what could have happened.
Well, he clearly said there was an issue, and it might have been a bigger issue than he thought.
Hello?
Good morning, I'll speak with Jasmine, please.
Good to see you.
Hey, Jasmine, how you doing this morning?
I'm good, who is this?
You said that, who is this? Like, you are screening calls this morning. Look, Jasmine, I'm not going to take too much of your time. You got Young Jock on the phone. Sue Solo and Shawty Shawty with the Streets Morning Takeover. We got a morning radio show, and we need to talk to you, baby girl.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, are you dating anyone at the moment?
I'm not currently dating anyone at the moment.
Okay, so there's a gentleman by the name of Aaron. He reached out to us some time ago and told us that he took you on a date, and he really hasn't had any more communication with you after that. You and your family or something like that?
Yes, because Aaron invited me and my family out to a paint and sip. Mm-hmm. And, you know, an issue happened where he told us to go park in this parking lot. And then me, my father, and my mother, we all got boots put on our car.
Mm. Oh, so y'all got boots on the car. Then what happened?
Yeah, everybody got boots in their car. Aaron ended up parking on the street. And he just kind of came over there and just was acting nonchalant. He didn't even offer to pay to get the boot off my car. He kind of just came over there and was just like, y'all good? You know, like when my dad ended up paying for all of us. And he didn't even offer to go half. He didn't offer anything. He just came over there, seen the boots on our car, kind of just was standing around, what y'all gonna do? And then he ends up leaving. And I just, that didn't sit well with me.
Yeah, that's hardcore right
there.
Yeah,
that's not it.
What your family say about it?
My dad wasn't happy at all. I mean, you don't have to pay for my mother and my sister, or you know, or but you could have at least went in on my dad. You could have at least paid for mine, like, and at least stayed there until they came. You just left me there.
Oh yeah, I mean, wow. That was hard. You ain't even got to say no more, baby girl. Guess what? Aaron is on the phone. He been trying to figure out why he ain't heard from me. I think he knows now. Aaron, you there?
Yeah, that's, wow. Like, hold up, like, I mean, I invited them out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't pay for the whole thing, you know what I mean? And as a matter of fact, the reason why they probably got booted because they was late. They was parking in the front, but they got there late.
That's it, not doesn't matter fault. Where we parked, you told us to park there. Whether we were on time or late, you told us to park there, and we weren't supposed to park there, period.
I mean, y'all know how to read signs, right? Like, how is that my fault? Y'all don't read when y'all parking?
And that's why I'm not with you right there. Y'all know how to read signs.
Come on,
well,
man.
Read the sign,
like,
that I don't
you can't blame
anymore.
Me for that. Can you read? Like, y'all should have read the signs. If there was a sign, I just told y'all to park because I saw, like, open space.
Aaron?
You can't blame me for that.
So, okay. So Aaron, you feel like you in the clear, huh?
I mean, come on, man. Like, I paid for the sip and pay for your family. Y'all
But you left them out, though, bro. You was kind of nonchalant from what she's telling us.
I mean, but they all looking at me like I'm balling. Like, yeah, you got to pay for our boots, too. Like, hold up. Y'all parked there.
No. It wasn't not looking at you like you balling. You didn't have to pay. It's just the way you went about it. You didn't even offer. Even if you couldn't pay it, you ain't even make it seem like you could do anything. You just left us there. So it's not about you balling or anything. It's just the principle of it.
Okay, well, let me tell you what the principal of this show is, Jasmine. He's calling because he's trying to figure out what's going on. He wants you back. You know, I know you got I know he got something to do this morning, and we don't have a lot of time. Is there any way that you could see fit that, you know what I'm saying, y'all can work this out, come to an agreement, and he can possibly try to work things out with your relationship?
No. We tried that. This is certain situations when I'm dating men that I just, it's just a no for me. If you handle that situation like that, that just, I don't know how you would handle other situations in the future, and I'm cool on that. And it's not about being a baller and you paying for my family. It's just the way you left me there. You know, I just didn't like how you handled the situation. So it's no, I'm cool.
Okay. Sounds like she knows she's a woman who knows she want and don't want.
Okay.
And Aaron, it sounds like you the man that she don't want no more. So on behalf of 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM, y'all would not be getting this $100. Hey, man, to our listeners, y'all call us up. Let's talk about this second date update. 1-866-YOUNG-JOCK. That's spelled Y-U-N-G-J-O-C. Keep it where you got it. Young Jock in the streets, morning takeover.